Blog Talk Radio. Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island psychic medium and spiritual guru, coming to you live from cloudy New England this morning. It's been raining, but at least it's not too cold, so there's no snow, although I do love snow. I have friends already who have had lots of snow in Chicago and in New Mexico, and anyway, we haven't had any snow here yet, or any threats of it, although they're saying a possibility of snow for Christmas. And today we're talking about Christmas and about the holidays, because we are in the thick of the holiday season. The chaos of the shopping, and the noise you're hearing is I'm just stirring my coffee here. And the reason why I have to stir it is because I actually don't drink regular coffee. I drink a coffee called Organo, and it does have coffee in it, but it also has reishi mushroom powder. It has really great health benefits. It has Ganoderm. And I also have a product that I use for my creamer called Energize, which my very good friend and brilliant food product creator and inventor, Denise Oxley, creates, which has coconut oil and butter and MCT oil in it. And it's really good for your brain. And anyway, so I drink a coffee that is actually healthy for you. I know there's different reports that coffee's good for you one day and it's bad for you another day. So who knows? But anyway, this coffee is actually good for you. And if you want to learn more about the Organo, you can actually go right to my website, cynthiafontaine.com, and in the tabs up on the top, you'll see actually a link for Organo. And so if you'd like to try it, you can purchase it there. You can buy it in America and in Canada. I know I have a lot of Canadian listeners, and I love you guys also very much. All of my listeners. I have listeners in Russia, in Italy, in Ireland, all over the world, which is the coolest thing about the internet, right? Because we can talk to people all over the world. People all over the world can hear the show, can even call in and chat. Pretty exciting. One of the benefits of having being in this time with all this social media technology. So today we're gonna talk about the holidays. So if you guys see, if you're, I don't know if you're friends with me on Facebook, you'll see pictures I posted yesterday of me as Mrs. Santa Claus with my partner Dave as Santa Claus, which was really fun. We had an event yesterday that it was an open house for the town for kids 5 to 11, although there were kids that were much smaller there. Anyway, so it was really fun, and Dave was a really good sport for doing an all-day event with me. So we got to chat with the kids and see them make Christmas ornaments, and it was really fun. Anyway, so that's something I love Christmas. I love the holidays, and there was a time in my life when I didn't love the holidays, and because it seemed like for one thing, it really kind of started when I was going through my divorce. And then after the divorce, it was 18 months of really difficult times, where in 18 months, I got divorced, lost my house, my business, my dog, my cat, my grandmother, and my mother. all in 18 months. And I got injured at work, and then I couldn't work for 18 months. How about that? I think there's a number there, 18. Gonna have to look at the significance of that for sure. So there was a time for many years in my life that I struggled with the holidays and with Christmas. And Easter, believe it or not, was actually another holiday that I really struggled with because I had two really bad breakups with very serious relationships at Easter time. And so I hated Easter for the longest time. And then something turned around, and then I began to love the holidays again. And I don't know that I could give you a specific time why that happened or when, but I will say that I had to reinvent the holidays for myself and for my daughter after all of those that loss happened for us, because a family with my grandmother was big for the holidays. We spent every holiday with my grandparents, and a year before all of that chaos started, I had lost my other grandmother. So our holidays really fell apart. Oh, it's 11:11. Gateway to the other side. Make a wish. I always do that. Anyway, and whether you listen live or you listen to the replay, it's recorded live, so the energy is evergreen. So the wish will still be live. It'll still be good. Okay. All right, I got off track there because I was focused on the holidays. So if you hear me pause, too, I'm also probably taking a sip of my delicious coffee. Okay. Oh, yeah, and the Energize product. I gave Denise, my good friend, a shout-out, but didn't tell you where to find her products. So you can find all of Denise's products on Amazon. And if you look under Oxley Health, there's a whole bunch of our products that come up. It's powder. There's the Energize. There's Golden Milk. There's powdered butter, which I sprinkle on my food when I'm cooking. It's really yummy. And I use it without adding water to it, but you can do it both ways. And her turkey brine is fabulous. And we have thanks Christmas coming up. A lot of people cook turkeys for Christmas. I highly, highly, highly recommend trying one of Denise Oxley's turkey brines. My turkey for Thanksgiving came out to be the best turkey I have ever made. Everybody loved it. In fact, I have a turkey in the refrigerator right now defrosting, and I am going to use one of her brines on that turkey. I'm going to get that started brining today to cook for tomorrow. I'm on this health sort of challenge where the only proteins I'm currently eating on a regular basis is turkey and eggs, well, and avocados and some nuts. So turkey is my friend right now. And I'm not even a turkey lover, but I tell you, I love turkey cooked Denise Oxley style with the turkey brine. Anyway, I got really off course there. And how did I get through that period of time? Looking back, I really wonder how I got through that period of time. And I have to say that if it weren't for my friends at that time, I don't think I could have made it. I had some really key friends who helped me tremendously, both financially, actually, because in that period of time, when I wasn't able to work and I had lost my house and business, and then I was injured at work, and the loss of the house and the business was due to the divorce. And anyway, so at one point I didn't even have money to grocery shop, and I had two kids at home. And, you know, we were blessed with having one family that we were friends with, and the school that my kids went to, believe it or not, was a Catholic school. They fed us for 2 months while I didn't have money to provide food for my kids. And also my former in-laws were really, really big in helping, you know, like taking care of the kids and getting my little ones to school, because I couldn't drive for 6 months with that injury. So that was pretty significant. And the injury had happened in October, October 13th, I think it was, or 14th, I forget now which. And so it went right through the holidays and Thanksgiving. I couldn't even hold my head up to sit at the Thanksgiving room table. So it gives you guys a sort of idea that I have a little experience with some stress around the holidays. And at the same time, the current boss that I had at the post office was threatening me. And it was really, really awful. So anyway, I made it through that and have become better, I think, in many ways because of it, in a sense. I've become stronger about who I am and sort of what's important for me. And one thing that, you know, I always sort of kept in my heart was my love for spirit. Even in those really difficult times. In fact, I leaned on it so heavily in those really hard times. And so that's one thing. That's the first tip I'm going to give you guys, is for you to lean in to whatever spiritual connection you have, whoever you subscribe to or believe in, or even if it's nature, because nature is all around us and nature is full of spirits. We look at the elementals and the fairies and the gnomes, and they're a real thing, people. Anyway, it's just a little chuckle there, and I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. I know, I'm a little disjointed this morning. I'm not even doing Facebook Live because my hair is a mess. I'm overtired. So I had the worst week as far as my body goes. My body is full of arthritis and, I have fibromyalgia and I have Lyme disease. And I didn't realize that I had unplugged. Well, I knew I had unplugged. I have this portable heater that also dehumidifies, and I had unplugged it when we put the Christmas tree in, because the Christmas tree takes up the whole dining area, and I couldn't have it running. Obviously, having a heater running next to the Christmas tree is not a good idea. So I unplugged it and then didn't move it, or I didn't plug it back in. I just moved it and wasn't using it. So I have electric heat in my house, and I don't have a basement. It's a cement slab that the house is built on. And I didn't realize until Friday that not having the portable heater with the dehumidifier on was what was making my body hurt so much, because it's really damp here where I live. I live right near the water. In fact, I'm looking at the water right now. It's probably about, 150 feet from where I'm sitting. So you can imagine that there's a lot of moisture in the air here all the time. So I realized on Friday, I said, wow, I think it's not running the heater and the dehumidifier. Why? My body hurts so much. And sure enough, I plugged it in, got it running again, and within a few hours, the pain in my body started going away. Crazy. So, but I had the most difficult week I've ever had on a physical level, like in years. So, and plus moving the Christmas tree, getting it to the house, there were four of us, but then to get it into the house and set it up, my daughter and I did it together. And it's a big tree. So anyway, that's been my challenge this week. And I know there are a lot of you that have physical challenges too that can make it difficult to enjoy the holidays if you're in pain all the time. And so some of the things that you can do is, for me, remembering, what's different? What did I do this week differently that would maybe cause this flare-up? And then I thought about the heater, and yep, sure enough, that's what it was. So what are some things that you could do to sort of eliminate or alleviate some of the pain you have, whether it's body pain or mind pain? Well, sometimes, believe it or not, exercise helps relieve pain, particularly if you have arthritis. You want to keep moving. That's a really big key. Also, what are you putting in your body, right? Are you getting enough healthy oils in your body? Because, you know, I didn't know or understand. My grandmother always used to say that you needed oil, you needed fat in your diet. And I didn't, you know, she didn't explain why. And I thought my grandmother was pretty intelligent. And so I listened to what she thinks that she said. You know, and now I know that we need certain oils help with brain food, their brain food. They help to lubricate the joints. She used to just say that it keeps things working. You know, all things, digestion and everything. So I went with that and said, well, okay, Grandma, I get that. And, you know, now in my later years, I am starting to understand some of these things that my grandmother was so wise about. I'm a little tired today, guys. I really apologize. I know I'm a little disjointed and not as organized in my thoughts as I usually am. So actually, on that note, I am going to go get a deck of cards, and I'm going to pull a couple of cards for everybody for the week as we're rushing into Christmas, just finishing Hanukkah. And I hope that my listeners who celebrate Hanukkah had the most wonderful Hanukkah. Just a few years ago, we found out that we have a whole bunch of relatives who are Jewish. So I actually do a little Hanukkah celebration for my relatives. Isn't that cool? Because, you know, I think that every single religion offers something important. When you break it down to the basics, they're all the same. They all say the same thing. And any religion or most religions or the basic tenets of religions can be really helpful when you're trying to get through a particular difficult time. And or any spiritual practice, whether it's Kundalini yoga or some kind of yoga, or whether it's just walking in the woods in nature, being by the ocean, whether it's going to church or to temple or to the ashram, they can all serve a really big purpose in your life and really be helpful. Maybe your church is coming to Blog Talk Radio and listening to Cynthia Fontaine, or some other great show on Blog Talk Radio or catching a Facebook Live. You know, a spiritual practice doesn't mean that you have to step inside of a organized religious facility. It's just not what it means. So that's one thing that I'm going to really highly suggest is if you don't have some kind of practice, that you start finding what you are being called to and what that practice might be. And I call it a practice. And, you know, whether, again, whether it's a religion or a spiritual practice or a nature practice, it's, you have to practice to get perfect at it. That's kind of funny, silly, really. And how do you practice? You keep doing it, right? Whether it's meditation, whether it's mindfulness, whether it's, you know, learning, reading whatever holy book your religion is attached to, right? It's you get better at anything that you practice. And one of the biggest complaints I hear when I suggest to people, strongly suggest that you meditate, is, oh, I can't meditate, my mind never gets quiet. Your mind is never going to be completely quiet. There's always going to be some thought going through your mind. That's the nature of the mind. The trick is to acknowledge the thought, because once you acknowledge it, it will just float away. When you struggle with the thought, when you argue with it and say, oh, you're not supposed to be here, I'm supposed to be meditating, I'm not supposed to be having any thoughts or thinking, then it gets stronger. And guess what? More thoughts come in. So the key to meditation is the tiny little gap in between the mind, in between the thoughts. That's where the magic happens. And also, it happens within the other 23 hours of your day. Most people don't meditate for an hour, so I'm going to say 23 and a half hours of your day. Meditation has been found to help lower blood pressure. It can bring all kinds of health benefits. And so I highly recommend, no matter if you have a spiritual practice or whatever that spiritual practice is, you try meditation and get to be a regular meditator. I have a number of people that I love to do their meditations. I like to do guided meditations especially. And I love Colette Baron Reed's meditations. I love David G. I love Brian Weiss. I love, who else? Deepak Chopra I like. But I really love Colette Baron Reed and David, who you sort of resonate to, and just do it. And it doesn't have to be long. 10 minutes is good, right? You know, 20 minutes is better. 10 minutes is good, though. Even if you have, like, you know, I love Yolanda Van Zandt. She says, having a 2-minute good meditation is better than having a 10-minute crappy meditation. So keep that in mind. But try to make 10 minutes your goal, at least. Shoot for the 10 minutes. And if you get all twisted up at 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, then it's okay to say, you know what, I'll call it a day and try again tomorrow. Or try again later. All right, so I'm just going to pick a card here, and then I'm going to go to the phone line. And I'm just checking the Facebook. I'm sure my people over on Facebook Live are sad today because I usually have tons of people over there on Facebook Live, but I am not camera ready this morning. So I'm hoping that they have jumped over to Blog Talk and are listening over here. Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of them here. So sorry, you guys on Facebook. I just couldn't be ready for the camera this morning. My hair is, oh my goodness, I went to bed with my hair wet because Dave was already sleeping after I took a nice long soak in a fabulous salt bath, and so I didn't want to run the blow dryer. So my hair is crazy this morning. It'd take me at least an hour to fix it. And I didn't have time to get it done. Anyway, all right, so I'm going to pick a card for all you guys. And this is the card for the week. And I'm just going to wait until I feel like it's time to stop shuffling. Okay, there. And, oh, this card's sticking right out of the deck. Oh, interesting. TikTok and protection. Oh, so funny. You can't make this stuff up, right? So here we are now, December 16th. We are coming into the home stretch for Christmas. So what happens in this week or in the next week and a half? Let's see, what do we have? 9 days till Christmas. So what typically happens in these 9 days before Christmas? People start to get frantic, right? It's getting too late to order things on the internet to buy unless they have priority shipping or express mail, you know, one-day overnight shipping. You can still order things on Amazon and some websites, but it's getting to the time of being too close to Christmas to order things and get them in time for the holidays with a lot of companies out there. So, like, I placed an order with Hay House a couple of days ago, and it was the last day to place orders to get things in time for Christmas. And so that puts some added pressure, right, if you're a gift giver and you still have to do gifting for the holidays. So TikTok in protection is perfect because it means that it's letting you know that time never runs out, right? That you've got enough time, and when you actually do a meditation practice, it actually helps you to expand time. One thing I like to do, and Colette Marie actually taught me this, is that you can slow down time, and it's so easy to do, right? And we're going to do that this morning. It's quick. It's easy. You can do it in less than 60 seconds. And it really helps you sort of to recenter and focus is not the right word because it's a soft focus. It's not like a laser sharp focus. It helps you to be softly focused, but is really effective in helping you get the things done that you need to get done. So like if I'm feeling frazzled or hurried and go, oh my God, I have to get this done. Like I have a big party tonight. And so I need to finish preparing the house and I need to finish preparing the food and I still need a few things at the store. And here I am chatting with you guys. And I have a big party in 6 hours. So I have a lot to do. And then, so how do you deal with that? And I'm actually really not worried about it at all. Which is unusual because there was a time when if I was going to have guests over, I'd be like freaking out because, you know, I had so much to do and the house wasn't ready or whatever. So, but today I'm like, yeah, all good, right? I have a plan in my head. And one thing too is as my career has gotten busier, I've started to become more organized. And I'm a person who has been very disorganized in my house for a long time and in my head for a long time. I worked for the government for 26 years. So everything was very, it was very routine because I delivered mail. So I had a uniform that I wore every day. Same uniform for 26 years. Oh, one time they changed the style of the shirt and they gave us little pinstripes in it. But other than that, oh, and then we got a polo shirt one time too. But you know what I mean? I'm just trying to make it funny here. But it was the same uniform every day for 26 years. I would go into work and do the same thing every day for 26 years. I would sort the mail and organize the mail to put it in delivery order, and then I would go out and deliver the mail. But then in my own life and in my own house, I was very disorganized. And I used to say I didn't have an organized bone in my body. But I found that that actually wasn't true. Because it was funny, my accountant actually pointed this out for me at one point. He said, you organize your mail every day. Of course you can organize things. And I thought, oh, maybe he's right. So I'm learning how to organize things in a way. Now, my house is still not that organized, but I know where things are. And it's funny because my daughter will look at me and she goes, how do you know where things are? I'm like, I don't know, honey. I just know where I put them. But there might not be a lot of organizational sense to some of the things, but I know where things are. But my schedule, I've had to start getting really organized with. So I keep a legal pad now with a list of things that I need to do every day. And then as I accomplish the things, I cross them off the list, and things I don't get done, I flip the page and move it to the next page for the next day. And I have found that that really helps. And not only does it help me get the things done that I need to get done, but it helps me stay organized in my mind. And it also helps me with time, right? Because we're talking about time, because the card here is TikTok in protection. And it wants you to know that there's always time, right? Unless you're somebody who's in a position who is got some terminal illness, then, my heart goes out to you, but you might not have as much time, okay? Because I do work with people who are in that position as well. And if you guys tuned into the show last week, I dedicated that to my number one fan and listener, Shirley Cameron, who we lost last week, right after her 91st birthday. I wished her a happy birthday on the air the week before, and then last week I was doing a dedication show to her. So in that case, not so much on the time-wise. But this is for everybody else who's listening, and my heart goes out to Shirley's family. Anyway, if you want to know more, you can listen to the show from last week and learn about how I was actually could help the family and talk to Shirley while she was in a coma. That's pretty special. I feel pretty blessed to be able to do that. So there's nothing to fear, right? You have help from the other side is what TikTok and protection is. And that you have guides and angels hovering in the invisible spaces that they're helping to make sure that your journey is filled with all sorts of goodies. So just let your anxiety go. Spirit always gives you what your highest good is. It never denies you, right? We deny ourselves often. And sometimes we keep goodness away, believe it or not. And I have found that myself, I have done that, especially Christmas time. I have a really hard time accepting gifts because for a long time in my life, I didn't feel like I had a lot of value. And I wasn't worthy, and I wasn't aware that that was underlying, under the surface. But I had a really hard time accepting gifts. And a very wise person said to me one time that when we choose not to accept a gift, we're denying the gift giver to have some joy of giving the gift. And I thought, oh, I never thought of it that way. So what if somebody's, that's their purpose on life is to bring joy to others. They love to shower gifts on people. And I got the same day in the mail, total surprise gifts. And they were the most thoughtful, adorable things. Both involved crystals, which I'm just really sort of now starting to get into crystals a little bit more. I've worked with crystals in the past, and I teach a crystal meditation where we go into the crystal and meet the being of the crystal. But I've never been big into collecting them or anything like that. And more recently, I've gotten more interest in crystals. And I got these beautiful gifts in the mail, surprise gifts, and both of them included crystals. One had a rose quartz heart and a pair of really cute crystal earrings with the tiniest little quartz crystal points on the end and little crystals. They were dangly. And then the other was Shiva Lingam, which is a good luck stone for money, and a really cute pocketbook charm with a Buddha on it. And I was so thrilled with that. So, you know, it can be, doesn't have to be big elaborate gifts that bring joy. Those two little gifts brought me so much joy. And, you know, it was such a surprise. So I'm going to encourage that you share some gift, give some gift to somebody this holiday season. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You know, although if you have the ability to do more, then do more. You know, I'm having part of the party that I'm having tonight is I've been collecting up things for the last 6 months for the toy chests at the local hospitals. My friend Ashley Hasiotis has a foundation called One Mission in Boston, and they do things for kids in the Boston's hospitals and in Hasbro Children's Hospital here in Providence, Rhode Island, where they have treasure chests in the hospitals, and kids can go to the treasure chest, like, after they've had a chemotherapy treatment or had injections, or, you know, those poor kids go through hard times there. And they also, like, give money to the kids to decorate their rooms, their hospital rooms, and help parents with parking passes and gift certificates, gift cards for restaurants and things like that. Because, you know, we don't realize how lucky we have it, even if you're struggling. But if you have a roof over your head and you have food on the table, you know, you have more than 75% of the population in the world. Just think about that. Right? There's a lot of people in the world that don't have a roof over their head or food on their table every day consistently. So the party tonight, so I've been collecting up all this stuff. So I have bags and bags of stuff already for One Mission that I've been purchasing over the last 6 months. And that brings me so much joy. And it's, you know, it's not a big deal. Every time I go in the store, I buy something to add to the bag. And it can be something like a couple of coloring books. It's not always, you know, something big. And the things that I buy, most things cost under $10 each. But I always buy something. And so I've got these five big bags, shopping bags now full of stuff. And then to party tonight, people are bringing donations for the treasure chest too. And I'm going to deliver that this week. That brings me so much joy. And if you saw the picture that was posted with this show today, I was played Mrs. Santa yesterday, and that brings me so much joy. And I made the costume, except for the blouse, and that really brought me a lot of joy. So I know I'm blabbing here, and today's show is about how to relieve stress, and I've only given you guys a couple of tips. And I do have some callers on the line. I do want to get to you guys. So a couple of other things. If you're overscheduled, then say no, okay? It's okay to say no the holidays. It's okay to say no any time of the year, but especially the holidays. So I had party invitations for yesterday, which I would have loved to go to them. But at the same time, I knew that it would be over my capacity for the day and for my sanity. So I politely said, thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate it. However, I'm overcommitted, or, I'm just not going to make it. It's okay to say no. And it's okay. You know, you don't have to give an explanation of why either. We often try to explain away, well, I can't because I have to do this and I have to do that and blah, 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 blah. You don't have to do that, okay? And anyway, all right, so say no. Big thing, big deal, right? That's one easy way to cut some things off of your plate and lower your stress. plan ahead, make lists, make shopping lists. I always end up buying double gifts, so I'll buy the same gift twice. And I do that with recipes too. I'll print off the same recipe twice if I really like it and not realize I've already printed it. I'm trying to stop printing off recipes because environmentally with all the paper. But, you know, I grew up in a time where paper had value, right? Books had value. And so I'm trying to go over to the technological thing and skip the paper. But anyway, make lists. Make a shopping list. I never make a shopping list. I'm making shopping lists now. It really helps. It really does help. Okay, so I'm going to go to the call to the callers. And the we only have 13 minutes left, guys. So I've got a couple of people on the line. So we're going to make it short and sweet. So when I pick up your call, let me know who you are, where you're calling from. And if you have a question today, if you have a question for me, if you'd like me to pull a card for you, keep it the question short and concise, like a general card. What do you see for my future? Too general. Okay, guys. All right. So the first call is area code 4. Sorry, my dyslexia is working. 646, and the last four digits are 0073. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. Thanks. How are you this morning?
Not bad. Are you able to hear me clearly?
Who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Terry and I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, New York City. So you're having about the same weather I'm having.
Oh, my God. It's terrible outside right now.
It's not snowing, though, is it?
No, we haven't had any snow yet. I think it's supposed to come maybe in January or February.
Yeah, we haven't had any either. They always get our hopes up, though, at Christmas, saying, oh, we might have a white Christmas.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But the almanac farmer says this winter is not going to be as cold. So we'll see.
They're usually pretty accurate. I don't know how they do it, but they do.
So
how can I help you?
Yeah, so I have a question for you. Let me know what you think the best advice should be. Okay, so I have the uterine fibroid. So I recently went to a new doctor, and she suggests that I do, it's a surgery, it's called embolization. Basically, what they do is just burn off the uterine fibroid. And she says that I could still... I can still have a kid afterwards. She had several of her patients still had children. So I just wanted to see if that's a good idea. Or should I go with the first one, surgery, which is called a myomectomy. It's called a laparoscopic myomectomy surgery, where they actually put something through your navel to pull out the uterine fibroid.
So I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not allowed to give medical advice.
Okay.
However, we have a built-in truth meter that our body can tell us what is the best for ourselves.
I'm gonna
teach you how to do that right now, because when it's important that we don't give our power away to other people either, and that we get all the information that we can, and then we make a decision based on the information. Are you in a position where you can stand up right now?
Yes, I am. Okay.
Okay, so I'd like you to stand and just sort of like check in with your body and notice, you know, if you're feeling any tight spots anywhere, are your feet pointed straight forward? You know, are you feeling, just wiggle around your body and get a little loose for a second.
Okay.
Come back standing still, but again, not holding your body tightly, just standing. And now I want you to say your name and say, my name is, and say your name out loud, and then allow your body to do what it's going to, allow it to move whatever way it's going to move. because your body will
okay.
move.
Okay.
So take a deep breath in and say, my name is.
My name is.
Say your name out loud.
Okay. Okay. More people, but I can still do it like in my mind. Okay, I see.
And what happened with your body?
It goes to war. Okay, I'm definitely feeling something in the abdominal area. Definitely. I think I may have my answer.
Okay.
It's right in front of my face. Yes.
It's right in front of your face?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Yep. No, I mean, which that when I say I may have my answer, with that, which surgery I'm going to do.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the one that I originally thought I was going to go with.
Okay. So, and so just so the listeners can sort of understand how it came so quickly, can you explain what happened?
Basically, okay, I concentrated in the areas where the uterine fibroids are.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see the first surgery, the one I pointed out. I see the second one. It's based on my decision. And I see a kid. So I'm going to stick with the one that I'm going to go with.
Great. So, like, our body is... It has a built-in truth meter, and it knows what's best for ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't take the time to tune into it and listen to it. When we take the time to do that, it will give us the answers we need.
Yes, I see, yes.
Yeah, and how do you feel about coming to that decision?
I feel elated. I don't have to. I just got to get into I feel good. I feel good about it. I mean, I feel good. I went to one doctor. She just told me before I have it to try to lose the weight first. And I'm doing that now. I have about 40 more pounds to go, so I'm going to stick with it. I'm not going to take the fast route out.
Right, right. Good for you. So I've had uterine fibroids, and actually I had surgery in February because so they were getting concerned, so they decided to take them out. And as it turned out, as they were doing testing, you know, leading up to the surgery, I had a camera inserted, and they found that one of them actually wasn't a fibroid; it was actually a tumor. And so they went in and they said, "Oh, this is why you're having so much trouble in the female area because you've got this." It's not a fibroid. It's a check it out. But it was non-cancerous, and I haven't had a problem. But I will suggest that you might think about seeing a Chinese medical doctor. That just came to mind for some reason.
Okay.
You know, not that you so you do your medical treatment, you know, the path that you're on. But then to really help your health improve, I would suggest you see a Chinese medical doctor, somebody that does acupuncture and herbs.
Okay.
Because uterine health is really a tricky thing, and American doctors don't. I know a lot of friends.
No,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, American doctors don't have. Well, you know, they're trained in fixing problems and not so much in helping prevent the problem, you know. I've had really good fortune with acupuncture and with herbal medicine. So that's something to think about as you're getting into a more healthy lifestyle.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That you mentioned that a friend of mine pointed that out to me a few months ago. The difference between American doctors and a doctor that's from an international country. So she did point that out to me. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, whether it's Ayurvedic or China, but I'm really hearing Chinese medical doctor for you. And you know what I always say: when you hear something once, Okay, when you hear something twice, you better pay attention. If you hear it a third time, you best be looking into it and taking some action for sure. You know, but twice.
Okay.
I used to wait until I heard it the third time, or you know, until I got knocked over the head with the 2x4. Now, if I hear something twice, I go, "Oh, maybe I better take a look at this."
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
I'm gonna.
So waiting till it's an emergency and getting hit on the head by the 2x4.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so I'm gonna pick a card for you if that's okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Oh, so funny. So. The card just fell on the floor. It's called the jumper card. But that's not going to be the main card, but I will tell you what that card is in a second. And that I just want to pick a card for, and just ask Spirit what Spirit information or message Spirit wants to give to you. Oh, two cards came out. Interesting. Oh, so time to go. And the fates and protection and yin fell to the floor. So time to go. I you're making the right decision because it's like
okay.
Time for these to go.
Yeah. Oh yes, I can't think of anymore.
Oh my God, you this stuff up, right? Time
yeah.
For these 5 minutes. So you're making the right decision.
Yeah.
And so isn't that funny? Faith and protection is about where sometimes, you know, it happens to all of us, even the best. So it's really that this situation is something that you didn't have any control over, that, but to hang in there, you know, things are going to get better, and just to hang in there, right? And yin is to be receptive. So you don't always have to be doing. Are you an overdoer?
You know, I kind of pull back. I just gotta go with the flow thing. Yeah, I kind of pull back.
That's exactly what it is. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're running out of time. I want to thank you so much for calling in today.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let you know what happens. Okay.
Sorry, say again.
I will call you back later to let you know what happened.
Great. I look forward to that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I wish you the most blessed holidays.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. All right. So we have a built-in truth meter. All right, I'm going to take another caller. We only have 2 minutes left. So we're going to have to make it fast, but even after the show ends, goes off the air caller, I can keep you on the phone for a minute. So I'm going to take this because you've been holding a long time. Hi, this is Cynthia. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Cynthia. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm a little bit tired, too, like yourself. So.
Oh, it's the holidays.
I know. We're going to have a great party tonight. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's shaping up that way. So it's really funny because the plan started out to be a wine and dessert party for my girlfriends. And then it's expanded to some of the husbands or boyfriends. And now with the New England Patriots are playing. So now it's turned out to be this bigger deal with guys and girls with food and desserts and different holiday beverages and the football game. So it'll be fun. But I'm pulling a couple of cards for you, and because we only have like a minute left.
Thanks.
And the cards so this is for you because we're talking about the holidays. Oftentimes I'll do cards for a week, but we're talking about the holidays, so this is for the holiday season for you. You've got some really great cards here, Jay. You've got Peace, Come to the Edge, and Buy the Book, and these are Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom, the Oracle cards. And, you know, what this is really saying for you is that, you know, you have a lot of peace in your life right now. I feel like that you're surrounded by it. And that coming to the edge is you know, really sort of pushing to your outer. 10 seconds left. Hold on. Hey, guys,
that's
I
okay.
love you so very much. Thanks for tuning in. You stay on the line, Jay. Check me out, CynthiaFontaine.com, and like my page on Facebook. You can stay on the line, Jay. Okay, so we're off the air, but when I post this, the rest of the reading will still be, well, you know, the rest of our chat will
yeah,
post.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, come to this, and it's funny, you also got by the book in protection. So, you know, it's about doing things your way, not the way that's expected or the norm, right? Because by the book in protection means it's almost like doing it the opposite of what's expected, right? And so this is for the holidays, I'm going to encourage you to really look at the way that you've done things in the past and think about doing things a little bit differently. Does that make sense?
You're always doing a different new way of doing things. I'm not sure what that could be, so maybe it's...
Well, are there any particular... how do you celebrate the holidays normally?
Usually I just take it easy, and usually go down to a place where I used to live, but my mother's no longer living there. She's not living there. She's no longer living, and do some celebration that way. So I usually don't celebrate that much, except for New Year's. But yeah, New Year's is gonna be kind of silent this year. This whole season's gonna be kind of silent. So it's been quite a traumatic year in terms of loss that I had.
Right. Yeah, and I think we've talked about that a little bit. So, you know, what this is really calling you to do is to really go within and, you know, listen to your heart and not your head, but really come to the edge, right, and step into things that aren't familiar, because that's where you're going to find your miracles happen. And that's what's really going to bring you peace, right? So my Jamaican friends call years like this a leap year, because it's the year that you want to leap over. And earlier in the show, I was talking about the 18 months where I lost I got divorced, lost my house, my business, my dog, my cat, my grandmother, and my mother. Actually, two grandmothers and my mother. All in an 18-month period.
Right.
Kind of a lot, right? And I got injured at work and couldn't work for 18 months. So it's a lot to deal with. You know, just one of those things can be traumatic and really throw people off their game. But, you know, imagine all of those things in such a short period of time, right?
Yeah, I can imagine how you were feeling.
Yeah, so we have to sort of find our way again when we lose our compass. And, you know, when our compass, especially around the holidays, often is around our families. It's around our grandparents or our parents or, you know, our siblings where, you know, we have traditions that we spend the time together. And then when you no longer have that, you have to find your compass again. So for myself and my family, we spent many holidays after all of that with my best friend. But at the time when all that was going on, I actually didn't know her. I met her through school with my youngest daughter, she was another school mom, and we became best friends actually really pretty quickly. And then we spent holidays with her and her family. She was a single mom also for over 10 years now. Actually, wait, longer than that. My daughter's 25. We became friends when my daughter was in fourth grade. So we've been friends a long time now. And we've spent the holidays together all these years. So we had to find a way to re-sort of invent our holidays with what felt good and important for us. So it wasn't spending time with our family, because our immediate family disbanded after my grandmother and my mother died, and they all went off. Just shut that off.